Their Bobcats improved to 7-8 on the season with a hard-fought Oregon County Showdown victory over the Alton Comets, 74-68 Tuesday night. Bobcats were led by Hunter Trickler with 24 points. Hollis Deckard had 17 and Jaden Belcher 14. After the game, head coach Matt Pitts talked about the win.
Great atmosphere, and both teams played well, I thought. I know both of us said are moments where we, you know, didn't play great, but for the most part, both teams made shots. Both teams competed hard. You know, they're a good ball club. When they make shots, they're hard to handle, and they've got pieces. I look for them to get going down the stretch right here.
The West Plains Zizzers beat Camdenton last night, 68-52. Jared Kraft had 28 points. Josiah Long had 16. Zizzer boys now 6-8 on the season. Jared Kraft scored his 1,000th career point in that game. Other games last night, boys, it was Liberty over Mountain Grove, 68-64. Willow Springs lost to Gainesville, 58-46. Bakersfield beat Dora, 71-31. Houston defeated Kabul, 74-64. Ava beat Licking, 67-64. Salem, Arkansas lost to Valley Springs, 67-51. Highland lost to Jonesboro Westside, 56-44. Sloan Hendricks beat Izard County, 52-44. Mountain Home lost to Farmington, 65-46. Batesville beat Nettleton, 64-57. Viola lost to Timbo, 61-50. Calico Rock defeated Westside Grizz Ferry, 58-43. And Melbourne beat Bergman, 60-57. Girls action last night. Koshkonong lost to Plato, 37-33. Van Buren lost to Hartville, 69-43. Kabul beat Mansfield, 69-58. Donovan defeated Arcadia Valley, 74-42. Cave City lost to Mountain View, Arkansas, 72-34. Walnut Ridge beat Hoxie, 46-22. It was Sloan Hendricks over Izard County, 63-46. Batesville lost to Nettleton, 77-59. Calico Rock lost to Westside Grizz Ferry, 65-37. Mountain Home lost to Farmington, 52-34. Viola beat Timbo, 55-21. Salem, Arkansas beat Valley Springs, 38-35. Melbourne defeated Bergman, 65-28. Now, today, the Thayer Winter Classic has been moved up a day because of weather expected on Friday. At 5 o'clock this evening, Houston will play Bakersfield. Then in the semifinals at 6:30, Alton plays Dora, that game on K-Country 95. At 8 o'clock, Thayer plays Couch, that game also on K-Country 95. West Plains Lady Zizzers will play Bolivar in the Bolivar tournament tonight, 8:30. You can hear that game on the train, 100.9. Darius Acuff Jr. scored 17 points, and number 20 Arkansas routed Vanderbilt 93-68 Wednesday night to hand the 15th-ranked Commodores their third consecutive loss. Malik Ewan and Carter Knox each scored 16, while Malik Thomas had 13, and DJ Wagner added 11. Trevin Brazil had 10 points, 14 rebounds. Arkansas will host LSU on Saturday. Marcus Smurth Millender scored 18 points and converted a go-ahead three-point play with 5.5 seconds left to lift number 21 Georgia to a 74-72 win over Missouri Tuesday night. Mark Mitchell scored 18 points to lead the Tigers. Jaden Stone had 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists for Missouri, which lost at home for the first time this season. Missouri will host Oklahoma on Saturday. Tonight, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies are back in action as they travel to Poplar Bluff to take on the Three Rivers Community College Raiders. Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones, center fielders who excelled at the plate and with their gloves, were elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame on Tuesday. Beltran, making his fourth appearance on the ballot, received 358 of the 425 votes for 84.2% from the Baseball Writers Association, 39 above the 319 needed for the 75% threshold. Beltran began his career with the Kansas City Royals, playing 8 seasons. He played for the Cardinals from 2012 to 2013. Jones is 9th of 10 possible appearances, was picked on 333 ballots for 78.4%. Beltran moved up steadily from 46% in 2023 to 57% the following year, 70% in 2025, and then this year got the needed votes to be elected. The Kansas City Chiefs have made one of the first additions to their coaching staff this offseason, several weeks after former wide receivers coach Connor Embry was let go from the role. Kansas City is reportedly hiring Cleveland Browns wide receiving coach and passing game coordinator Chad O'Shea as the team's wide receiver coach. O'Shea has spent 23 seasons in the National Football League, beginning his career as a volunteer assistant with the Chiefs in 2003. Mark Scheifele had two goals and an assist to lead the Winnipeg Jets to a 3-1 victory over the St. Louis Blues on Tuesday night. Blues are back in action on Friday at Dallas. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.